8:09, let's get a look at what's happening with the news. It's Chantel Grove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John, and good morning, everyone. The architecture and design firm Shive Hattery had previously been tasked with identifying ways to cut costs on the Carroll County Jail project, which saw all bids coming in over the estimated $8.95 million referendum approved by voters last year. At Tuesday's meeting, institutional team leader Mike Lewis reported to the supervisors on the areas they believed significant savings could be realized. After much discussion with county leaders, it was determined that the cost of retrofitting for additional cell space was cost prohibitive, and the plans were left at 42 beds. Equipment and fixtures from the kitchen area could be cut out, making it a service kitchen. This would save money and leave stub-ins would allow for expansion into the future. Lewis also suggested eliminating other equipment and fixtures, including spare parts for security equipment and extra computer stations. Another costly item was also identified.
We discussed omitting the public lobby elevator. There were two elevators in the project. By omitting the public lobby elevator, you would either utilize the elevator in the courthouse, or I should say in the access from the courthouse for accessible purposes, into the one elevator that would be in the project, which moves inmates in the facilities.
That shaft would remain in the plans, again, for future fitting, and Shive Hattery then recommended moving the generator outside to save money. The total amount initially identified for savings is around $550,000, but bidding regulations required the supervisors to award a bid in order for them to move forward with negotiating cost-saving changes with the contractor. The supervisors did award that contract to Bating Construction Company, who was the lowest bidder at $10.93 million. This passed on a vote of four in favor and one, Dean Shetler, against.
I still think this is a very regrettable, and more vehemently opposed to this than I ever was. And I was opposed to this from the very beginning. And
Shetler told supervisors that he had talked with Neil Bach at the onset, that another architect had told him it could not be built for that price, and he was still opposed to the location, even after the voters of Carroll County passed the referendum. He says the only thing he's heard to validate the location is concerns for the safety of law enforcement personnel and the general public. However, he does not agree that there are any cost savings in that regard either.
So I would like to have this be reconsidered. We've never really taken a good look as a group. We've never taken a good look at a remote site. We passed it off. I think there was three people made this decision to put this over here from the beginning. I don't think there was anybody else. And that's all I have to say. But I think it's a very regrettable situation.
He also says he won't agree to selling the county farm because he believes the value would be decreased if the money went toward the jail. Chair Neil Bach disagreed.
Some value to the safety and the well-being of the whole city and county, and the residents of the whole city and county. It is not of monetary value. It won't return rent, unless perhaps we ran out of spot. But don't say this is not a value that is incorrect.
I would like to see that dollars, if ever sold, I'd like to see that dollars go to tax relief, period. That's what the Carroll County deserves.
Bach responded that the other location was considered, maybe not as equally as Shetler wanted, but the voters approved the $8.95 million for a jail at this location. If it was put off again, the problems and costs are multiplied, he said. The most important problems they are solving are the safety ones. Bach and Gene Miners agreed that their job was to represent the public. Bach had some resistance, but by and large, people he has heard from wanted them to move forward. Miners says he's heard the same thing.
And I will agree with you, Neil, that I'm here to represent the public, too, and not any special interest or any friends or individuals. But I will tell you this, that I have had more comments brought to me. Get this done. Don't drag it out like other projects in Carroll. Get this done and done and over with. Amen.
The supervisors then also voted and approved the notice to proceed on a vote of four in favor and one against. This gives the county, Shive Hattery, and Bating Construction permission to commence with the project, which could start as early as September 23rd. The anticipated time frame to completion is 18 to 21 months. Two Carroll residents also spoke out at the conclusion of this meeting, and Carroll Broadcasting will bring you more details on that in upcoming newscasts. And that is your one story for this news hour. I'm Chantel Grove.
It's a lot to absorb in there, but to backtrack, this is what has to happen no matter what side of the issue that you're on. This is what has to happen for the supervisors to renegotiate a price to get it down to what the voters agreed to.
That's right. Before they can make any changes to those bids, they have to award the bid, and that now they can go in, and these over half a million in changes that Shive Hattery has started with suggesting can now be negotiated with the contractor, and they can look at identifying many other things that aren't on as large of a scale. But, you know, that's just one way. You've got to go to paring down the price. You can't just go to everybody and say, okay, now everybody cut your cost. You have to work with one individual.
You can't cut a cost if you don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah. But the issue that's been tagging along with this all along, that of the some people being opposed to the location, again, rearing its head at this meeting.
Mm-hmm. So. And we'll hear from them coming up as well. We just haven't gotten to that portion of the story because there was a whole lot involved in that, and you'll have that coming up later on today.
Yeah, there's just, and I will also include the full audio of this discussion with this story so you can listen to the thing, the whole thing in its entirety as they go into more depth about other things that they're talking about changing. Most of it just cosmetic things, cutting the costs on finishings and stuff.
Like I said, anybody who's built a house that, you've gone a little over budget, this is what you have to do.
You pick and choose what's important at that point. And again, their emphasis is on public and personnel safety.
It's just the process that they would have had to go through no matter what.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
All right. Thanks, Chantel, for the great news coverage on that story. And, of course, look for more on that issue coming up from the supervisors meeting yesterday in a later broadcast today here on KCIM. You can find all of our local news, including that with the audio and full audio from the supervisor's report, available at 1380kcim.com. The only place you're going to find all that audio right there. And, again, all of those stories free of charge.